Where are we in terms of long-term follow-up on the ovarian ablation and ovarian suppression trials in breast cancer?
Well, it's a rather odd situation. I think the first randomized trial in breast cancer treatment ever done was a randomized trial of ovarian ablation. And there were a lot of old trials of ovarian ablation. Admittedly, they were done before the days of estrogen receptor assays in many cases, and so there'd be quite an admixture of ER-negative and ER-positive patients in the women who were under 50 when they were randomized into those trials. But in the absence of any other treatment, in the absence of chemotherapy or any other effective hormonal therapy, there was a definite effect of ovarian ablation on breast cancer recurrence and on breast cancer mortality. But we're just not seeing any effect of ovarian ablation or suppression when it's given on top of other effective therapies. So it's rather puzzling. You'd think there would be some effect, but there seems not to be any effect. So if you look, say, among the women who got chemotherapy and who were then randomized between chemotherapy and ovarian ablation versus chemotherapy and no ovarian ablation, then you don't see any difference in outcome. So the striking effect that was apparent when one looked just at the trials of ovarian ablation versus nothing in the 1980s really isn't holding up in terms of, do these things add to other adjuvant treatments? Well, the trials don't suggest that they do. Is this a false negative? Maybe, but at the moment the trial evidence doesn't suggest that adding ovarian ablation to other effective therapies is going to confer any material benefit, rather surprisingly to me.
Well, the way most people, I think, interpret that is that chemotherapy induces ovarian suppression or ablation itself in many patients, and that if you only focus on the younger women who continue to menstruate after receiving chemotherapy, maybe you would see a benefit.
But also, if they've got hormone-sensitive tumors anyway, one would be using some effective form of hormonal treatment to prevent estrogenic stimulation of those tumors. So if you take women under the age of 50 with ER-plus disease, then you're going to be using some effective form of hormonal therapy anyway, and it's not clear that ovarian ablation, or the chemical equivalent thereof, is going to add very much to that. So I think the ovarian ablation, as time's gone by, the evidence on anthracycline-based chemotherapy and the evidence on tamoxifen, in both cases, has got stronger and stronger. The differences in recurrence have translated into long-term differences in survival, so it's just got a better and better story. But the ovarian ablation has really got weaker and weaker, and now really there's no good evidence that it's adding anything if you're already giving effective treatments to women.